Park City planner Francisco Astorga is working with the developers of the Treasure Project. It has come back to the City Planning Department as the original 2009 application after negotiations last year between the city and the applicant failed to produce an agreement to transfer some of the density away from Creole Gulch. While it's going along slowly, Astorga says in the next several months, it should come before the public.
The application, for lack of a better term, was resurrected in January of 2009, and it went through September of 2009. So we've gathered all of that documentation as far as staff reports, exhibits, minutes. We gave that information over to the applicant and their new attorneys, and they're currently reviewing that information. So we can move forward and so that we can be on the same page. I think that we're going to have an official introductory public meeting coming up sometime this summer. I'm not sure if it's going to be during the end of July or beginning of August, or where we have to reintroduce the subject to the Planning Commission, and we'll simply go from there.
As Planning Director Thomas Eddington says, the issue lies with the development agreement from the 80s. It resulted in the development's, quote, back of house square footage that inflated the overall footage, making the project way beyond what the city and the public felt appropriate for Old Town.
We also have underground parking lots, which of course take up a significant amount of square feet because, you know, an average car takes up about 250 square feet in a parking garage, right? And so depending how many cars you have there, that's significant. You look at back of house, you know, it could be anywhere from, you know, 25 to 39, 40%. So it is fairly significant when you start dealing with corridors and hallways and, you know, back of house, back of restaurant operations, loading, unloading, warehousing, storage, that kind of thing. Like I said, I don't have an exact percent for you right now, and it kind of varies, but we're really trying to look at that to see if we can pin that down so as we present to the Planning Commission, we can be, you know, fair.
Now, he says they're trying to uncover the history for master plan developments like the St. Regis and Montage to see how to take the next step.
We've tried to do research and look back at what other master plan developments, what they ended up building out, whether it were the St. Regis or Montage, et cetera, right? So we've tried to do some calculations and understand what back of house square feet percents tend to be. We have a rough idea of what an appropriate number is, and so we're trying to take that analysis, do some calculations, and, of course, utilize that as we look at Treasure Hill. But, you know, when we look at old master plan developments, they were a little bit unclear in terms of the percents of support commercial, et cetera, that we do allow, or back of house, you know, as you said, hallways and closets and things like that. And so we're reviewing that and trying to come up with a thorough analysis that we can present to the Planning Commission.
That's Park City Planning Director Thomas Eddington. The project is not yet on the calendar for the Planning Commission to look at. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.